Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, working to help protect small businesses and the owners that run them, offering customizable coverages to salons, accounting firms, tradespeople, and more. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Lead Center, where ticket packages are available for 2026-27 events, including Broadway musicals Waitress, The Book of Mormon, and Legally Blonde, the musical. Details are at lead.ku.edu. The Budapest Festival Orchestra, conductor Ivan Fischer, and music written by Antonín Dvořák. Legend number 10, one of 10 piano miniatures that would receive a later orchestration. Legend number 10 in B-flat minor, here on Kansas Public Radio, to kick off our noon hour of classical music. Things continue on a Monday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson, and happy to be with you. And coming up, we've got with us the Scottish National Orchestra and a famous tone poem written by Sir Edward Elgar called In the South. Not to mention the Glorian Duo, with a little concert piece for flute and harp by American composer David Diamond, all ahead of us here on a Monday afternoon. Right now, the Royal Philharmonic and conductor Vladimir Ashkenazy, they're joined by horn player Barry Tuckwell, and we've got a concerto for you by Richard Strauss, man who, in addition to all his other major musical accomplishments, wrote two horn concertos, one at the beginning of his life and career and the other very close to the end. We'll listen to the first, which he wrote as a young man at 18 during his student days at Munich University. Horn Concerto No. 1 on Kansas Public Radio. One of the great early accomplishments by Richard Strauss, a concerto he wrote at age 18 around the year of 1882, his first concerto for horn, an E-flat major played by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conductor Vladimir Ashkenazy with horn player Barry Tuckwell, here on KPR. About a minute before 12:30 now, and still to come, we've got the Scottish National Orchestra bringing us a concert overture written by Sir Edward Elgar, inspired by an Italian holiday, called In the South, that's in just a little bit, on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. And the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. Right now on the KU campus, a few clouds and 83 degrees. Today, a high of 86, skies mostly sunny. By tonight, though, a little cloudy with lows in the mid-60s, partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 82. We'll spend a few minutes next with the Glorian Duo. Here's a concert piece for flute and harp by American composer David Diamond, next on KPR. Concert piece for flute and harp by American composer David Diamond, played by the Glorian Duo on Kansas Public Radio. About 12:38 now, a little over 20 minutes until our next NPR News update. We've got classical music until 3 p.m. Later on tonight, a repeat of our Classics Live broadcast featuring Professor Emeritus of Cello from KU, Ed Lout, who came to KU in 1977. We've got piano and cello masterpieces tonight by Schumann, Debussy, and Frank Bridge. Classics Live is tonight at 8 p.m. on KPR. Support for classical music comes from Kansas City PBS, streaming quality programming anytime, anywhere, with the PBS app, featuring PBS favorites like Masterpiece Week in Review, Antiques Roadshow, and much more on demand. The Scottish National Orchestra joins us next, and they've got a concert overture written by Sir Edward Elgar in 1904. This was a year after he had taken an Italian holiday, staying at the Villa San Giovanni in the town of Alessio, a landscape that provided ample inspiration for the following tone poem, called In the South, or Alessio. Sir Alexander Gibson and the Scottish National Orchestra next on KPR. Their music, written by Sir Edward Elgar in 1904, inspired by his Italian holiday of the previous year. The tone poem In the South, or Alessio, played by the Scottish National Orchestra, led by Sir Alexander Gibson, here on Kansas Public Radio. 1 p.m. now, and stay tuned for NPR News, followed by the next hour of music, which brings us, among other things, Robert Schumann's Piano Quintet. Just ahead on KPR, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258 BT in Manhattan. Support for news comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. And the Lead Center, where ticket packages are available for 2026-27 events, including an evening with David Sedaris, a cappella group Straight No Chaser, plus more. Details at lead.ku.edu.
Our news.
Support for NPR comes from the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, supporting books, radio, podcasts, film, television, theater, and more to bridge science and the humanities. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Beginning with the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra and what you may call a dance of precious metals. That's by Hungarian composer Franz Lehár, the Gold and Silver Waltz. Eric Kunzel led the Cincinnati Pops for us on Kansas Public Radio. And I'm Jeb Watson. Good to be with you once more. More classical music for your Monday afternoon is on the way. The Hungarian Philharmonic is going to be with us a bit later in the hour. For a famous suite by Ottorino Respighi, the first of three he wrote, that were based on Italian, Renaissance Italian lute pieces. Suite number one of Ancient Airs and Dances is on the way in just a little while. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. We'll enjoy the music of Robert Schumann next on KPR and catch a quintet that was composed in 1842. And noted for its extroverted and exuberant character. This is Robert Schumann's Piano Quintet in E flat major, performed by members of the Artist Quartet on KPR. Chamber music from Robert Schumann from 1842. His Piano Quintet in E flat major, played there by the Artist Quartet on Kansas Public Radio. 1:41 now, and stay tuned for NPR News at the top of the hour. We've got classical music to enjoy until 3 p.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Neuvond House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day stay, short-term and long-term options. Information at neuvondhouse.com. And the Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, open year-round and featuring nearly 10,000 animals. Admission supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife at home and around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, working with local partners like Via Christi, Pawnee Mental Health, and area health departments to expand care for uninsured patients. More information at mhkfreeclinic.com. We bring you next the Hungarian Philharmonic Orchestra with conductor Antal Doradi and music by Italian composer Ottorino Respighi, who in the 1920s took a collection of Renaissance-era Italian lute pieces and used them as the basis for three wonderful orchestral suites known as his Ancient Airs and Dances. The first of those suites we have for you next, the Hungarian Philharmonic with the performance on Kansas Public Radio. The Hungarian Philharmonic Orchestra, conductor Antal Doráty, and music by Autorino Respighi, suite number one of three suites of Ancient Airs and Dances. Modern orchestral suites created on Italian Renaissance lute pieces here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is now almost 2 p.m. And coming up, NPR News. Another hour of classical music awaits us, one in which we'll catch one of the cello concertos of Luigi Boccherini, as well as Alexander Glazunov's tribute to the great Chopin with the suite Chopiniana, with orchestrations of popular Chopin keyboard works all on the way here on a Monday afternoon. Thanks for being with us here on Kansas Public Radio. Join us for the 780 Songwriter Circle, presented by the Lawrence Public Library and KPR, hosted by Chris Mola, featuring local artists Arthur Dodge, Kelly Hunt, and Julie Schwarting, free at the Lawrence Public Library Wednesday, June 10th at 6 p.m.
Our news.
Listen to Morning Edition, weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live
is to get through.
That's Amos Baba. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Strawberry.me, whose career coaches offer professional support to help people get unstuck, gain clarity, and move forward, whether advancing in a current role or choosing a new direction altogether. More at strawberry.me/public. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. There's the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic, led by Robert Stankovsky, and the overture to a comedic opera by the Czech composer Bedřich Smetana called Oldřich and Bozena on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Good to be with you once more. I'm Jeff Watson. Some more classical music for a Monday afternoon still to come, when we hear a little music for viola and piano, a romance by Max Bruch, not to mention an orchestral suite comprised of orchestrations of some familiar Chopin keyboard works in Chopiniana, a musical tribute by Alexander Glazunov, also on the way. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline and Headquarters Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need 24 hours a day, online at kansas988.org, and Hedge Apple, offering furniture, lighting, rugs, and decor, located at 644 Locust Street in North Lawrence. New arrivals added weekly, open Monday through Saturday. Store hours and more information at hedgeapple.com. We have next the Scottish Chamber Orchestra, conductor Anthony Halstead, and cellist Timothy Hugh, from one of the great 18th century cellists. Music by Luigi Boccherini next, and his fourth cello concerto on KPR. A recording of the Scottish Chamber Orchestra there, with conductor Anthony Halstead and cellist Timothy Hugh, all together for cello concerto number 4 in C major by Luigi Boccherini on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:28 now, and awaiting us in the second half of the orchestra is the suite Chopiniana, a tribute put together by Alexander Glazunov, orchestrations of some famous Chopin keyboard tunes, in just under 10 minutes' time, here on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. And the LMH Health Women's Center, offering a variety of women's health services for patients of all ages. More information is available at lmh.org. Right now on the KU campus, sky is sunny and temperatures around 86 degrees. About as warm as it'll get today, highs around 87. A little cloudy for this evening, low of 65. Tomorrow's a partly sunny day with a high of 83 and low of 61 for Tuesday night. Here we're joined by Karen Dreyfuss and Robert McDonald, a viola and piano player respectively. A Romance for Viola and F Major, written by Max Bruch, is next on KPR. Romance for Viola in F Major, composed by Max Bruch, played by Karen Dreyfuss, alongside pianist Robert McDonald on Kansas Public Radio. 2:38 now. At 3 o'clock, it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Catch a little more classical music this evening. From 7 to 8 p.m., from 8 to 9, we bring you Classics Live, a rebroadcast of a rare concert featuring Professor Emeritus of Cello from KU, Ed Lout, who came to KU in 1977. Piano and cello masterpieces by Schumann, Debussy, and Frank Bridge. On the program for tonight, join us for this excellent Classics Live featuring Ed Lout. That'll be tonight at 8 p.m. on Classics Live here on KPR. You know, creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Wright Legacy Society. A bequest can help ensure our on-air service will continue for years to come. For more information, visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. Time now to bring you the Moscow Symphony Orchestra to hear an orchestral suite, one that was written by Alexander Glazunov in 1892. Glazunov was a great fan of the music of Chopin and paid tribute to the Polish composer with this orchestral suite, which is comprised of orchestrations of four very prominent Chopin keyboard pieces. It's known as Chopiniana. Vladimir Ziva leads the Moscow Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. From 1893, the suite Chopiniana, put together by Alexander Glazunov, performed by the Moscow Symphony Orchestra, with conductor Vladimir Ziva on KPR Kansas Public Radio. Where it is now 3 p.m. and about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Time for me to say good afternoon to you and step aside. I'm Jeff Watson. I want to thank you for joining me for this afternoon's music, as always. And I'll have more for you at noon tomorrow. This evening, catch an hour of the classics between 7 and 8 p.m. And tonight at 8 p.m., Classics Live, the very rare recording of KU Professor Emeritus of Cello, Ed Lout, all ahead on Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.